It's your host, Mark Blunt, speaking. I hope you had a good night, because today I would like to introduce you our two guests remotely joining us from Ireland and the capital, Washington, D.C. First, we have Ireland's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar.
Good evening.
And secondly, we have Lindsay Maisland, an American author and great journalist working for the CFR.org. Thank you for joining us today.
It's an honor.
According to your speeches, I'd say that you want to change the Irish politics, or at least get into another direction. Is that true? How do you mean that? And not to forget, where do you see Ireland in 5 years?
Ireland, which was once a conservative, rather prejudiced country, is already becoming more and more inclusive and open. I seek to make Ireland exactly that, a country in which emancipation and inclusion, as well as fair and equal opportunities for every citizen, are achieved. And I do not only want to embrace those aspects nationally, but also in international situations.
You said you wanted to improve the international situation in the same aspects as you want to improve the national ones. Could you please elaborate that?
Global free trade and fewer borders and barriers are very important. An individual cannot live on his own. That's why I stand for individualism and emancipation, and I think the same is true for countries. International relationships must be supported, for example, through those fewer borders and barriers and the global economy. I don't believe in right or left-wing approaches. Ireland is supposed to unite Europe and therefore become a new European centre.
The next question goes to you, Lindsay. In your text, you mentioned that Ireland was, I quote, staunchly Catholic Republic. How do Leo's plans correspond to your ideas in that sentence?
I think it already has improved. Gay marriage is now illegal, being homosexual is nothing bad anymore, and Mr. Varadkar will probably improve those aspects, as well as equality and emancipation. International aspects are indeed something most people overlook, especially with him being mostly known for his plans to make Ireland more inclusive and fairer. In the sentence I wrote, I meant that Ireland was once very against homosexuality and individuality in general, and that is not the case anymore. I think Mr. Varadkar is a great opportunity as a Prime Minister for Ireland. His personality, his political experience, as he was already involved in politics in his teen ages, and that he is very focused on his plans and opinions, that he outed himself even before it was legal to marry someone of the same gender, and by that might have lost a few votes to people who would otherwise have voted for him. I think he has a very strong personality and is very focused on what he wants to achieve, and that is exactly what Ireland needs the most.
Thanks so much for your time, and thank you for having you here today, Leo Varadkar and Lindsay Maisland. If you want to check out that topic more in detail, you can visit our website on the internet. And we will hear us after a short break again.